Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi friends, Merry Christmas! My name is Pauline. I'm so excited to share the holiday with you. Today's topic is feature.
And the title of our show is The Christmas Story. The Christmas Story. Well, Pauline, Christmas is finally here! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you! Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Joy? What joy?
Peter, the joy of Christmas! Did you know that the whole reason we celebrate Christmas is because of the Christmas story? The story of Jesus.
Christ? Christmas. Okay, well, I think this will be very important. Friends, let's learn those keywords, and then we'll start our story for the day.
Hello, Merry Christmas. 圣诞节是2000多年前发生在中东的真实故事。上帝派天使去向玛利亚传达他的命令。God sent an angel to Mary. 天使就是 angel.天使说玛利亚将要生一个孩子，这孩子虽然没有人类的父亲，但他是上帝的儿子。The baby would not have a human father. 形容词 human 就是人类的。后来玛利亚和丈夫到了一个叫做伯利恒的小城。到了那一天，镇上的人很多。The town was crowded. Town 就是城镇、小镇。他们找不到旅店，没有地方住。最后玛利亚在马厩里生下了小婴孩耶稣。伯利恒城外有很多的牧羊人正看着他们的羊群。They were watching their sheep. 绵羊就是 sheep. 天使向牧羊人显现并且告诉他们耶稣诞生的好消息。An angel appeared to them. 动词 appear 就是出现显现。然后众天使出现，一起歌唱赞美神，庆祝这个大好的消息。Many angels sang praises to God. 名词 praise 就是赞美、颂赞。今天是圣诞节，我们就一起来庆祝耶稣的降生吧。
People love the Christmas holiday. They decorate their homes and have fun giving and receiving gifts.But Christmas really celebrates an event that happened over 2,000 years ago in the Middle East. God sent an angel to a young woman named Mary. The angel told her that she would have a son. The baby would not have a human father. He would be God's son.
We have talked about holidays a lot this month. Buying gifts, eating food, having fun with family, maybe even going on vacation to a new fun place.
But there is more to why we celebrate this holiday.
Yes, Christmas really celebrates an event that happened over 2,000 years ago in the Middle East.
That event is the birth of Jesus Christ.That's why we all love Christmas.
People love Christmas.
Yes, people love Christmas. And they also love today's
calendar phrase.
People love Christmas.
People love Christmas.
大家都爱圣诞节。
People love Christmas.
Yes, they decorate their homes.
People love Christmas.
Yes, they give and receive gifts.
People love Christmas.
Yes, they celebrate the baby Jesus.
Yeah! Puppets love Christmas too. Yay!
People love Christmas.
People love Christmas.
大家都爱圣诞节。
So, let's look at the story that happened a long time ago.
God sent an angel to a young woman named Mary.
So, this angel told her that she would have a son. but there was going to be something special about this son.
It was going to be God's son. The baby would not have a human father.
God was the father. And actually, one reason why God sent his son on earth was to teach us that God could actually become our father, every single person, just like Jesus had God as his father.
And that is good news for all of us. We all have different families and different stories, but when we learn about Jesus' life, we can have a new story in our life too.
Well, I think we're going to have fun learning this lesson. This is a story we don't usually hear, right?
But it's such a special story. You can't celebrate Christmas without knowing the Christmas story.
That's right. Then Christmas doesn't really make sense. I mean, Santa Claus is great, but there is much more to Christmas. So let's continue. Here's part two of the story.
Many months later, Mary and her husband Joseph traveled to Bethlehem. The town was very crowded. They looked for a place to stay, but could not find one. One innkeeper saw that Mary was going to have a baby. He let Mary and Joseph stay in his stable. There in the stable, Mary's son was born. She named him Jesus.
So after the angel came to give this good news, many months later, Mary and her husband Joseph traveled to Bethlehem.
Bethlehem is the name of a town in the Middle East. The town was very crowded at this time.
Right. They looked for a place to stay, but they couldn't find one.
They couldn't find one. Well, that's a good sentence. We went to the restaurant, but it was closed.
I wanted to go swimming, but it was too cold.
So, what did Mary and Joseph do? Did they find a place to stay?
Well, one innkeeper saw that Mary was going to have a baby. He let Mary and Joseph stay in his stable.
In the stable? Folks, a stable is where people keep animals. It's a home for horses and cows.
Wow, I can't imagine a president or a king or any important person choosing to come into the world this way.
But I think that is part of the point. I mean, God can do whatever he wants. God's son is more important and more powerful than any person ever. Yet he chose the most humble way to enter this world.
So, there in the stable, Mary's son was born.
Let's visit Christina for more about this sentence. Hi, Christina.
因为找不到旅店可以住宿，所以玛利亚的儿子就在马厩里出生了。There in the stable, Mary's son was born. 这里的 born 是形容词出生的。其实这句话可以直接简单的说Mary's son was born in the stable. 可是作者的表现方式是先描述 there in the stable, 表示在那里，就在马厩里，玛利亚的儿子诞生了。其实把描述地方的片语移到前面，除了是要强调地点是在马厩之外，其实说 there in the stable, 觉不觉得它很有意境，好像用语文画出了图画一样。这也是一种值得学习的表达技巧哦，适合在写作或者是演讲的时候使用。
Thanks, Christina. So Mary had the baby in the stable. Friends, where were you born?
I was born in a hospital. It was nice and clean, not like a stable.
When Mary had the baby, she named him Jesus. That name means chosen one.
The Christmas story is very interesting, and I bet our friends have learned a lot. But right now we need to take a short break. We'll be back after this. See you soon! Welcome back, friends. So, Pauline, does your family go to church during Christmas?
Oh, yes. Every Christmas Eve, we go to a Christmas Eve service. We light candles and we sing Christmas songs about Jesus' birth. It's beautiful. It's one of my favorite things about celebrating Christmas.
Yes, my family will go too. It's a tradition we do every year, and it helps us remember the Christmas story. So let's continue. Here's part three.
In the fields outside Bethlehem, shepherds were watching their sheep. An angel appeared and told them that Jesus had been born in Bethlehem. Then many angels appeared and sang praise to God. The shepherds were very happy and hurried to Bethlehem to see God's son, Jesus. God wants everyone to know how much he loves them. That is why he sent his son into the world.
Another part of the story is about the first people who heard the news. They were shepherds.
Shepherds take care of sheep. Sheep are cute animals. They eat grass and make this noise. Bah!
And an angel appeared to them. That means all of a sudden you can see it, and told them the news.
Again, Jesus is the most important person on earth. And the first people chosen to learn about him were shepherds, just working people, normal, ordinary, average people.
Yes, Jesus had been born in Bethlehem. Let's go to Rebecca for more about this grammar point.
Hey, 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 friends. Wow, you all seem so excited today. I know why. It's because you get to learn a grammar point. Well, if you want to say that someone did something, you can use this grammar point.
The cup had been broken in the kitchen. Let's look at another example. The money had been taken in the classroom.
You can do this, friends. So, when are you going to go out and use it?
Thanks, Rebecca. So the shepherds heard this news. Everyone praised God. The angels and the shepherds, this was good news.
Yes, it was. All the earth had been waiting for this moment. Praise God. We can praise God by using our lives to point back to Him. God, you are awesome because of your ideas.
God is good and wants everyone to look to Jesus so that we can understand God's love for each person on earth, you and me and everyone.
And we can just look at Jesus' life to see that. So the shepherds hurried to Bethlehem to see God's son, Jesus. And we need to hurry to Christina for a short teaching.
牧羊人听到耶稣诞生的消息都很高兴，他们急忙赶到伯利恒去见上帝的儿子耶稣。 The shepherds were very happy and hurried to Bethlehem to see God's son, Jesus. 这里的 H-U-R-R-I-E-D, hurried, 是 hurry的过去式, 表示赶紧匆忙的意思。 我们来学这个句型, hurry to some place to do something, 赶到某个地方去做某件事。 我们来看例句, let's hurry to the market to get some snacks. 我们赶快到市场去买些点心。We hurried to the hospital to see Jerry. 我们赶到医院去看Jerry.
Thanks, Christina. That was very helpful. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed learning the story. And now it's time to review. Let's look at those key words from today.
Here's your first key word for today. Angel. Angel. Angels can help people.
Human. Human. Pollution is a human problem.
Town. Town. What town does he live in?
Sheep. Sheep. Many sheep live on that farm.
Appear. Appear. The sun appeared after the rain.
Praise. Praise. Give praise to God. Okay, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing at home. And now let's look at our lesson one more time.
People love the Christmas holiday. They decorate their homes and have fun giving and receiving gifts. But Christmas really celebrates an event that happened over 2,000 years ago in the Middle East. God sent an angel to a young woman named Mary. The angel told her that she would have a son. The baby would not have a human father. He would be God's son. Many months later, Mary and her husband Joseph traveled to Bethlehem. The town was very crowded. They looked for a place to stay, but could not find one. One innkeeper saw that Mary was going to have a baby. He let Mary and Joseph stay in his stable. There in the stable, Mary's son was born. She named him Jesus. In the fields outside Bethlehem, shepherds were watching their sheep. An angel appeared and told them that Jesus had been born in Bethlehem. Then many angels appeared and sang praise to God. The shepherds were very happy and hurried to Bethlehem to see God's son, Jesus. God wants everyone to know how much he loves them. That is why he sent his son into the world.
I love the Christmas holiday.
Me too, especially getting gifts.
Yes, I know, Ginger. What is the best Christmas gift?
A pony, a drum set, a banana tree.
Those are all good gifts. But the best gift is the one God gave us.
God gave us a gift? Where is it?
God sent his son Jesus into the world.
Oh, the baby Jesus was a gift.
Yes. Do you remember the Christmas story?
Yes. God sent Jesus. He was just a baby.
He was born in a stable.
Yes, and angels told the shepherds.
Right.
And the shepherds saw the baby Jesus.
Yes, and what did the shepherds do?
They praised God.
Yes, they were very happy.
Yeah, because Jesus is the very best gift.
Right.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, today is Monday, so let's practice some questions together. Here's question number one. Who told Mary she would have a son? Who told Mary she would have a son?
You can find the answer in part one. An angel told Mary she would have a son. Question two. What do you know about Jesus? Tell someone. What do you know about Jesus? Tell someone. Okay, let's listen to some answers from our friends.
What do I know about Jesus? He's very important, and we celebrate Christmas because we want to celebrate his birth. The Bible says Jesus is God's son. We do wrong things, and God sent his son Jesus to forgive us from those wrong things. So Christmas is very important, and so is Jesus. I learned a lot of these things at church. Maybe if you want to know more about Jesus, you could learn at church.
What do I know about Jesus? I know that Jesus was a man, and this man had a message of love. But not only a message, he had a mission, and he fulfilled this mission perfectly. And because he did that, I can call him my friend, and a friend for life.
Merry Christmas, friends! What do I know about Jesus? Well, today is a day to celebrate Jesus. Jesus was born, and we Christians celebrate his birth on Christmas. There are actually many holidays that celebrate Jesus' life. And if you want to know more about who he is, you can read the Bible. That's what I do to learn about Jesus. Have a great Christmas, friends.
What do I know about Jesus? I know many superheroes, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, of course I am Super Sentence Man, and they all do wonderful things. For example, I can help save you in the middle of your conversation. However, only Jesus can save your life, not just for today or a conversation, but forever.
Thanks for joining us, and Merry Christmas. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.